Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Love it. That's how to intro. Mm-hmm. That's how to intro guests.
There you go.
That put a big smile on my face, you guys.
Well, we like to do that. That's how we like to go into our interviews. Mary Brandt joining us from the Northern New England chapter of the American Red Cross. It's been a tough coronavirus time for you, Mary.
It has. It truly has. But it's good to talk with you guys, and I really appreciate the time to reach out to your listeners. It's been a couple of weeks, and I think that the last time we talked, I told you that when this pandemic hit, it was like nothing I have experienced in my time with the Red Cross. In a very short matter of time, I would say, gosh, a week, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. we had thousands of blood drives canceled across the country. And what that means is that hundreds of thousands of blood donations go uncollected. And I'm very happy to say that we reached out to people. We let people know we need your help and we need it now. And tens of thousands of donors gave blood in response to that shortage. But, you know, as you guys well know, you know, blood has a shelf life. It has to be used within 42 days of donation.
Yep.
So now we are back in a situation where we're facing another urgent need to prevent a blood shortage. What we're seeing here is that with the donor's response initially, we were able to meet the immediate needs of hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now is that hospitals are resuming their surgical procedures and their patient treatments that had kind of been put on a temporary hold in the spring because of the pandemic. So what we've seen here at the Red Cross in just the past couple of weeks, we've seen the demand from hospitals for blood products has gone up by about 30%. And that is after a sharp decline in early April. And we're still in this very rapidly changing and complex public health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still struggling with the Red Cross. As you well know, we are a volunteer-based organization, beginning with our donors, but also those blood drives that are held all across the state every day. We are still having to deal with blood drives being canceled because of businesses, their employees are still furloughed. They're observing safety precautions.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to being here today saying to people there is no known end date in this fight against coronavirus, we urgently need the help of donors as well as blood drive hosts to make sure that blood products remain readily available for patients. So people who are out there who haven't donated, who are well, they're able to donate. We are also, anyone who's listening that has a business, church, civic organization, and thinks, hey, I may be able to help the Red Cross, I would encourage you to call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to that Red Cross blood .org website. And gosh, you guys, I talk so much. What are your questions?
Yeah. No. You're doing just fine, Mary. Let me ask this. What if somebody has had COVID-19? We're still looking for plasma, aren't we?
Yes, we are, and that is that's been going on for several weeks now. But if there is someone listening today that had the virus and is now fully recovered, no symptoms, we are looking for people to donate what's called convalescent plasma, and that is something that's been used in the past when a virus comes on, like the COVID-19, mm-hmm. that there is no vaccine available. It's been something that's been used in the interim to help people still in the midst of fighting that disease. So if you're listening now, this is a process that here in New Hampshire, plasma can be collected at the Manchester Blood Donation Center at 425 Reservoir Avenue. Mm-hmm. I've met some amazing people who, as soon as they were recovered from the virus, they heard about this and they've started donating, and they've told me we're going to donate as long as they need our help. So if you are recovered and you're interested in finding out more, you can also go to redcrossblood.org and / COVID 4, and that's the number 4, plasma, and find out more about how you can register to be find out whether you do meet the requirements. There mm-hmm. is a process that mm-hmm. you have to go through, but that's the place to start, redcrossblood.org mm-hmm. / COVID 4 plasma. And we definitely are looking for all people who might be willing to give. And I have to tell you guys, we do have a very fun blood drive coming up. This is going to be statewide next Friday, June 5th. And I have to tell you, I'm sending you information on this because this truly is statewide. We're reaching out to donors in Portsmouth, Manchester, Meredith, Plymouth, Milford, Tilton, and I have to tell you, I'm sending you information. Please share, but it's going to be a really fun blood drive. We're asking everyone to come together, respond to this urgent need, and just kind of as a way to say thank you. Suburban Propane has been very, very supportive of the Red Cross mm-hmm. during the difficult summer months, and that was before the coronavirus. You guys know very well that the summer months are always a challenge, and so for everyone coming out to these blood drives next Friday, June 5th, they are going to receive a $15 gift card via email, courtesy of Suburban Propane. In past years, before we had to social distance, Suburban Propane was always there grilling hamburgers and mm-hmm, hot dogs mm-hmm. and giving them to donors. They can't be there this year because of safety precautions, but they still want to treat our donors to lunch on them.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is.
And that's a great example of a business coming to the call here.
I've said it before, we are a volunteer-based organization. Without our volunteer donors, without volunteer sponsors like Suburban Propane and Tanger Outlets up there in Tilton, mm-hmm. Which is also doing the blood drives, the communities coming together next weekend,
awesome.
We simply couldn't do it. There would be no way.
Mm-hmm. And there is a way to make this happen. So as you... as people open back up, as New Hampshire opens back up, as people start to get out a little bit more, this is such a great thing, a great service that you can provide by donating your blood. I mean, it's a great service for your community.
It truly is. A healthy community, we all want a healthy community, and having a healthy blood supply is part of that. And let me remind everyone, there is no replacement for a healthy volunteer blood donor.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help now. The Red Cross needs you to call redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Make an appointment to donate now, and let me tell people that, as I said, we've really seen a lot of change. We're still dealing with a lot of replacement of blood drives, so if you go to redcrossblood.org and you want to donate and you think, I can't find anything this week or I can't find anything next week, mm-hmm. please don't stop looking. There is no end date in sight for this pandemic. We are going to need your help for some time to come. Mm-hmm. Please mm-hmm. make time to donate. Patients are counting on you.
Right, and the need is absolutely going to go up as elective surgery goes on. Of course, cancer treatments never stop. Accidents haven't stopped happening. There is a need. There is always a need for blood.
Always, yeah. Always. Yeah. We need those healthy volunteer donors. Roll up a sleeve. It only takes about an hour to be a hero to patient in need. And remember, every time you roll that sleeve up, you can help up to three patients in need. It's a easy way to feel what it feels like to be a hero.
Right. Again, and a lot of us are trying to feel this way or looking for a way to be like, how can I help in during this time?
We're all in this together.
Yeah, I know. Oh, couldn't have said it better, Mary. All right. RedCrossBlood.org is the place to go to start. Really, you will feel good about this.
There you go.
You absolutely will.
Yeah.
And thank you both for helping me to get the word out. The Red Cross appreciates your support now and always.
Oh, we are so there for you, Mary.
I'm still mad at her. She forgot my birthday.
Mary,
I will smack him upside the head for you, just because you can't be here to do it yourself. All right, I will take care of this for you. In the meantime,
all right, so it was last October. It's the point that, come on. It's the principle of the damn thing.
We are on the mailing list. When we hear things that are big that are coming up from the Red Cross, we will absolutely take care of you, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
very much,
Mary.
Appreciated.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya. You're going to smack
That's
me.
That's awesome. No, I said that from
seriously?
Behind the glass door.
Oh.
Behind the glass window.
Wow. Spitballs at a battleship, baby. Come on. Let's go.
Bring it.
9:24. I want to see this. One of us will be back after the break.
We'll find out.
And I know which one.